Real Madrid will need to overturn a 3-0 deficit against the Gunners tomorrow in the Champions League quarterfinals. They welcome Arsenal to the Bernabeu with a lot to do if they are to defend their Champions League crown. And midfielder Jude Bellingham says that they'll be boosted by the home fans.
And an energy inside the stadium that's infectious, and the players really thrive off that. They can almost sense that when the crowd are up for it, it's an even bigger game and it means more to them. So it brings a better level from us. You know, I don't have to ask the Madridistas to do anything that they haven't done for us already. They perform and they deliver on these nights every single time. And now it's about us matching their desire to win, their energy, and producing a performance that they can be proud of.
In the other match tomorrow, Bayern Munich have to beat Inter Milan with a 2-1 deficit in favour of the Italian side. Then moving to rugby news, the Hollywood Bet Sharks will be out to snap a 2-match losing run on Friday night. They take on Edinburgh in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship after losses against Leinster and then Lyon in the Challenge Cup. The side from Scotland, though, have been in some good form, and they beat the Bulls in the Challenge Cup last week, so they are looking pretty good. It is going to be John Plumtree up against former Sharks coach Sean Everett this Friday, but the Sharks have welcomed back some big names. Eben Etzebeth is back finally from concussion. Apelele Fassi, Grant Williams and Lukanyo Ama all in the travelling squad as well. A win on Friday will narrow the gap to the top three on the table and also increase the gap between the Sharks and Munster, who are down in fifth place. We're going to finish with some cricket from the IPL. It is the innings break now in the match between the Punjab Kings and the Kolkata Knight Riders. The Kings were eventually bowled out for 111 in 15 and a half overs. They had Prashimran Singh to thank for most of those runs. He got 30 with 22 from Priyansh Iyer. Amongst the wickets, though, Harshad Rana took 3, Varun Chakravarti took 2, Sunil Narayan 2, and Anurag Nokia, on his return, took 1 for 23. So that means that KKR will need 112 to win from their 20 overs. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Nick Tatham.